It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Pastor Keith Manley, and I'm so glad to have you on the program today. You know, Acts the second chapter is a great chapter that records the fulfillment of the Jewish feast of Pentecost, also called Shavuot in Hebrew. And this was 50 days after first fruits and after the resurrection of Jesus. And they come together to celebrate the Feast of Shavuot, and the Holy Spirit fell on the church on that day. And here in Acts 2, Peter preached his great message, and 3,000 people came to the Lord that day and answered his altar call. That's amazing, isn't it? How the church grew from 120 to 3,120 in one day. Wow, how many pastors would like to see that kind of growth? But you know what? 40 years ago, I started Grace Family Church. And back then, my very first sermon, I preached from Acts chapter 2, verse 42, and it became the theme verse for my congregation. And I love this passage, and I preached it recently to my church on our 40th anniversary. But it says this: they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. I love that word devoted. They devoted themselves. The word in the Greek is made up of two compound words, the word pros and kartereo. And pros means to move towards something. It means to be in close proximity of something. And then the second half of the word kartereo means to be steadfast, to persevere or endure. In other words, it's talking about people who are not quitters, people who devote themselves. You know, we're living in an age where people just quit so easily. The divorce rate today is so high because people's commitment level is oftentimes just so little, and they give up way too quick. But God wants you and I to be people who are devoted to the gospel, devoted. And I believe with all of my heart, the early church was so devoted. And the Bible gives us four things that they were devoted to. And I want to talk about that today on Fresh Oil. First thing it said they were devoted to was the apostles' teaching. The very first thing they mention is the Word of God. It's very sad today that many churches today don't even hardly use the Word of God. They will read one verse, and then we hear psychology or man's ideas or the philosophy of a denomination. You see, God wants you and I to be students of His Word. I do this program not to get my name out or to promote my church. I do this to get the Word of God out because it's so important. The church, in the early church, they were devoted to the apostles' teaching. Friend, we can't have sound doctrine unless our teaching is based upon the Word of God. I love Psalm 119. The psalmist said this in verse 11. He said, "I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word." See, the psalmist knew the importance of God's word. He knew that if we hide God's word in our heart, we memorize it, we study it, it will keep us from sin. I remember when I was about 8 years old, my very first Sunday school teacher gave me my first Bible. She had no idea the seed she was planting in my life way back then. But to this day, I can still remember the inscription she wrote in the front cover. She wrote this. She said, "This book will keep you from sin, and sin will keep you from this book." You see, the early church, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. It was so important to them that it took top priority. And then the second thing they were devoted to, the Bible says they devoted themselves to the fellowship. Now, many times I hear this passage taught, and they will teach about fellowship, you know, getting together and having fun, meeting with people and eating with people and all that. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute, but that's not what it's talking about here. He says they devoted themselves to the fellowship. The fellowship was the koinonia. This is the group of people that God had brought together. You know, many times when we have a wedding, we read the verse that says, those whom God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. And we speak of the bride and the groom, and it's very true and it's very fitting. But it goes beyond that. It's talking about those whom God has joined together. I believe when God puts us in a local church, when he puts us with a group of believers that become family to us, that collective group of members making up the local body of Christ, I believe it's important, and I believe it requires devotion. You see, we live in a generation that wants to diminish the importance of church, of going to church. In this day and age, many people have neglected church, but that's not God's plan. God's put it this way in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25. It says, let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more so as you see the day approaching. My friend, Jesus Christ established the church, and he said the gates of hell would not prevail against his church. And I know he's talking about the body of Christ. It's made up of all denominations. It's made up of people all across the world. But I want you to know what he says. He said, no, don't give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. Let us encourage one another. See, one of the big parts about church is necessary because we find encouragement there. You know, there's many times when discouragement tries to come my way, and God will use a brother or a sister in Christ to come along and encourage me. You know, the Bible says words fitly spoken are like apples of gold in settings of silver. Notice he says, all the more so as you see the day approaching. Friend, I believe with all of my heart we're living in the end times. I believe we're going to see the day of the Lord in my lifetime. Soon and very soon we're going to see the King. As I watch the events unfold in the Middle East, as I watch things happen around the world, I believe we are racing towards the end times that will one day see the return of Jesus Christ in the eastern sky. I thank God that he's called me to be a part of a local church. It's not just the pastor, but it's all the people that God puts together in a fellowship. So the apostles, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, and then they devoted themselves to the fellowship. The third thing that he says here was they devoted themselves to the breaking of bread. Now, many times you hear this passage taught, and they say he's talking here about the Lord's Supper or communion, but that's not what this passage is about. I'm not diminishing the importance of communion. But here in the book of Acts, what Luke is talking about here is breaking bread over a meal. And the way that I know he's talking about sharing a meal together is when you look down to verse 46, it says, every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. So he's talking here about sharing a meal. Sharing a meal is very important. There's something that you gain from sitting at a table with someone and breaking bread together. You know, years ago when I went to Israel on one of my first trips, I went to Israel and we were invited. I was speaking at a church and an elderly Jewish man came up to me, and through the interpretation of his son, he invited me to come to his home the next day to break bread together and have a meal. I told him that I was busy on my schedule and I would not be able to make it. Later, my friend Reuven comes up to me and says, oh, by the way, you're going to Abraham's house tomorrow night. I said, no, I told him we were busy. He said, Keith, you don't understand. To refuse an invitation to his home is like spitting in his face. He said, the highest compliment somebody can pay you in the Middle East is to invite you to come to their home and to share a meal. So I went to Abraham's house the next day. You know what? That ended up being one of the highlights of my trip, and I still remember it to this day. We go to the Mount of Olives, and their home is, they're in a very poor home, and there's three little children that are playing, and there was just a hole where a glass should be for a window. He reached in through the hole and grabbed me by the ear and said, "American, come and play with me." And before long, I had three kids, one around my neck, one on each side, walking around playing with them, and they had such a great time that day. When it came time for the evening meal, we all sat around on the floor, and a big dish of chicken moussaka was there, and they just reached in with their hands and dished out a portion on the plate. There was no silverware, and I was just shocked. But you know what? All of a sudden, I forgot all about my American customs, and I realized that this man had invited me to his home to experience fellowship of breaking bread with one another, and it meant the world to me. I've never forgot it. See, every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes, and they ate together with glad and sincere hearts. You know, I have a couple in my church who their ministry is when they see a new person come in, they will go to them and invite them for breakfast the following Sunday. And they do this all the time. That is their ministry. They break bread with people and to get to know them. And I think it's such an important part of Christian worship. I believe breaking bread with our fellow brother and sisters in Christ is an amazing opportunity to get to know them and experience God's love in by breaking bread together. And then the last thing they devoted themselves to, and by no means should this be the last priority, it was not an afterthought with the early church for prayer. They devoted themselves to prayer. Now remember, the church of Jesus was born in a 10-day prayer meeting in an upper room. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 2, they all got together and they prayed in the upper room for 10 days until the Holy Spirit fell and fell upon the church. So the church itself was born in a 10-day prayer meeting. My friend, I've often wondered what would happen if Christians were as devoted to prayer as the Muslims are. I can be shopping in Israel in the marketplace in the old city, and when the Muslim call to prayer sounds, the salesman will just walk away and go get on his prayer rug and ignore the fact that I'm there. You know why? He's not trying to be rude to me, but he is that devoted to prayer. When he hears the call to prayer, he stops everything he's doing and he goes to pray. You know, Colossians chapter 4 and verse 2 says, "Devote yourselves to prayer. Be watchful and thankful." In Philippians chapter 4, a great verse, verse 6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." You see, friend, when we are devoted to prayer, God will be there. He will hear our cry, and He will answer our prayers. You know, in verse 43 in Acts chapter 2, it says, "Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles." It was the result of their devotion. Everyone was filled with awe. That's referring to the fear of God. That's referring to that holy awe that we have of God. They recognize God's presence, and look what happened. Many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. My friend, I believe with all of my heart, we are living in a time where the church is so important. We're living in a time when we need each other to encourage each other, to break bread together, and to hear the word of God. Thank you for joining me today on Fresh Oil. Walk in grace, friend. God loves you with an everlasting love. Stop by our website at weneedgod.com and drop me a line today. Let me know you're listening.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.